This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
And the time has gone 11 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We are in the administrative capital of this Republic of South Africa, the city of Tshwane, the seat of government for all intents and purposes. This is where you have Mahlambandlovu and the presidency. You have almost all the ministries of the government. We've also got the highest concentration of diplomatic representation in the world after Washington, D.C., and we have the largest landmass for a metropolitan area in the city of Tshwane, making this the largest municipality in the country, with a budget of almost 50 billion rands to administer each financial year, 46.9 or so billion. Now, we do know that at the local government, about 9 to 10% of any city's budget comes from the national treasury, which means that that gap of 91% or 90% has to be covered commercially through the charging of rates and taxes for services and utilities. I believe that municipalities, some of the larger ones, if they've got good audits, can also approach the capital markets and raise bonds, but they've got to really have commercial strategies about how to fill up the kitty outside of those national allocations. And this is why paying for services is such an important part of the democratic exercise. It is part of the, you know, we always say that in each democracy there are rights, but there are also responsibilities. So this is the one responsibility that we all have as citizens of different cities, to pay our way, because the inability to pay our way creates a huge fiscal gap for municipalities across the board. And so when we think to ourselves, why is the refuse not being collected? Why is that pothole not being fixed? Why is the fence at the national or at the city library not being patched up? Why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? What are the, you know, requirements for upgrading the grid when the city is the distributor of electricity from the national provider, Eskom? It all comes down to money and whether or not a city can be sustainable because the citizens in that city are able to pay their way, and cities can't just rely on grants from the national government and COCTA. In any case, let's find out now about the fiscal position of the city of Tshwane, because they've been very tough. City Tshwane ya Dima, we know that campaign, and they've spared no one. And just this week, I was reading News 24 saying even SARS itself, the SARS buildings in the city of Pretoria, have had a run-in with the city council on the payment of rates, taxes, and utilities. So Tshwane, they don't play. Jackie Ace is the Tshwane MMC for finance. Good morning. Good morning, Jackie Ace.
Good morning.
Okay, sorry, we were struggling to hear you. And thank you so much for coming through. So obviously at 11 o'clock, you'll be in the council chamber waiting to hear from the executive mayor. What are your expectations?
Well, as the MMC of finance, my role is to ensure that the city has a competent tax administration, that we rebuild our tax administration, but that we also ensure that the city is in the financial position to cover our creditors, and that we have the liquidity to deliver the quality of services that the mayor will speak about in his circa later today. Mm.
And we know that liquidity has been a real challenge in recent years for the city of Tshwane, and hence the Tshwane Yadima Revenue Collection Program. Can you share with us the successes and challenges?
Yeah, we've had quite a lot of successes in Tshwane Yadima. We've had a number of people who have come forward and have taken responsibility of their accounts, made arrangements. Some have applied to the Affordability Committee, because it is true that there is a lot of people that have built up a great big debt and cannot afford to repay it. And we need to also be a responsible government that take that into consideration. A lot of people have lost their incomes over COVID, etc. But what we have also found, unfortunately, during the Tshwane Yadima campaign is the fact that there is a very large amount of people in the city that has illegally connected into our power grid. And the Tshwane Yadima campaign is allowing us to find those illegal connections. And what this has also led to is in the month of March, we overbilled on our electricity target by 500 million because of the illegal connections that we found and could bring back into the electricity grid.
Okay. And so this is a real issue of collecting money for services rendered, but more importantly, also for stabilizing the grid and making sure there's revenue collection on the energy side. Just generally, tell us about how difficult it's been to get ratepayers to come on board, because as you mentioned, affordability is an issue. And in South Africa at the moment, across the board, there's a standard of living crisis, an employment crisis, and a cost of living crisis.
So what we are coming to resident as is we are saying that if you use utility services, water and electricity, you need to pay for that. If you are not able to pay for it, there's various programs that you can apply to. You can apply for the Poorest of the Poor Indigent Free Basket of Services, or you can apply to the Affordability Committee, or you can apply for a payment arrangement with the city to pay off. But as a society, we have a responsibility towards each other for each person to pay their way or make use of the avenues that is available in order for the city to be in the position to deliver the services that it is mandated to deliver to the entire society. Mm. And this is something that as a society, we're going to have to take hands. And it was corruption and looting that got us into this point, but it's working together that will get us out of it.
All right, so you're saying there's three mechanisms of solving a problem for an individual household. Either apply for a free basket of services for a certain category of South African, or you can get into an affordability assessment, or you can apply for a payment arrangement where you just pay in a little bit, particularly on the water usage and the electricity usage side.
Yes. Okay. Because as a responsible government, we need to understand that people are in difficult times and we need to make avenues available.
Okay. So one of the things I said earlier on is that, you know, municipalities, and this is the thing I think many of us have struggled to come to terms with generally across the country, is that we think municipalities are awash with cash, but they're not, because your allocation from national government is 9 to 10%. Then you've got to fill up the rest commercially, through rates and taxes, and you can also go to the financial markets. And so your credit rating really matters. So could you tell us a little bit about the challenge of retaining your rating, your ratings with Moody's and fundraising?
Yeah. So it is a good step of what has happened in the last 2 weeks, where we have Moody's that have confirmed the city's rating as it is, but adjusted it to a stable outlook. And this is something that will help us greatly in the market, as you said, to raise capital in future. Currently, the city's capital budget is about 95% funded by grants. And grants comes with strings attached, where you have national government that gives the direction as to how and that money should be spent. But the city and its people have got a lot of other priorities that we need to look after in order to confirm stable service delivery, like the building of roads, maintenance and refurbishment of roads, as well as our water and electricity infrastructure. So for that, it is very important that, number one, we are able to raise long-term loans, but okay. also number two, that we can collect the money and bill the money that is okay. for the services that people use and for rates and taxes.
All right. As we say goodbye to you, Jackie Ace, MMC for Finance, shortly after the Executive Mayor's State of the Capital Address, you're going to be delivering a budget address on the city's financing and also needing to outline capital expenditure as well as OPEX. And I think a lot of people who we've spoken to this morning said, you know what, outside of the general issue of payments for services, is the quality of capital investment in the city, fixing of roads, cleaning up the city, building new structures that can connect some of the outlying areas to the main city center. We're not seeing that kind of investment. What would you say to that?
So the current budget is out for public participation, and we're inviting members of the public to bring those comments to us. As a mayoral committee, in the draft budget that we have compiled, we have put a lot of attention in ensuring that we focus on what the core mandate of the municipality is, which is delivering water, electricity, as well as urban management, you know, properly maintained roads that is lit and grasses has been cut. And that's what we've tried to focus on in this budget. You won't see any big vanity projects. It is really about core service delivery, but we are inviting members of the public to give us as much comments as what they can.
Okay. And finally, you know, we had a caller also saying there are a lot of, I'm just going to call them white elephants, in the asset registry of the city council, and it would help to commercialize some of them with the private sector through PPEs. At least that way you'd get some money into the city's budgets.
Yes, for sure. And that's what we're trying to do with the Rooibal and Pretoria West power plants, as well as the latest one with, that we all have taken a decision to do is with Wonderboom. So that is for sure a strategy that the city and the mayoral committee is employing.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Jackie Ace. Tshwane is MMC for Finance. As I said, we are in the city of Tshwane, the administrative capital of this Republic of South Africa. All major government departments are here. The president's office is also here, as well as the largest concentration, I find that interesting, of diplomatic representation in the world after Washington, D.C. Pretoria has the largest concentration of embassies after Washington, D.C. So there's a lot going on in Tshwane. Eh? We need to put some respect to that name, Tshwane, the largest municipality in the Republic.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.